All right, so today we're diving into something truly unique.
Definitely unique.
Yeah, we're looking at your name's account called The Mystery of the Talking Tulips.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's about this incredible event that happened in Mrs. Maple's school garden, talking tulips.
Looking too.
So we're gonna explore this claim,
Right.
see what kind of insights we can get from it.
Yeah, what can we learn from this?
Exactly. So the story starts one spring morning
Okay.
with these tulips in Miss Maple's garden.
Right.
And they're doing something pretty unexpected.
Okay.
They start talking.
Oh.
Now imagine you're Ellie, a second grader, and you hear a pink tulip.
Okay.
And not just any pink tulip,
Right.
one with a British accent
Oh my goodness.
saying, "Good morning, Ellie."
That's quite the greeting.
Right. And Ellie's just like, did you just say my name?
That's a natural reaction.
Totally.
I mean, who wouldn't be
It
surprised?
makes you think you know about these moments where something unbelievable happens.
For sure. How do we react to that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but it's interesting because the tulips, they weren't just, chatting about the weather.
Yeah.
They had a reason for speaking up.
What was it?
They were actually sad.
Sad.
Yeah, because the children were running through the garden,
Oh no.
stepping on the soil,
Okay.
and forgetting to water them.
So neglecting the garden
Yeah.
there.
And the account stresses that they weren't angry.
Okay.
Just sad.
Just sad.
And there's this part where a yellow tulip pleads, "You're our voice now. Can you help?" It's like
Wow.
it makes you think,
Yeah.
how often do we miss these quiet
Those
signals?
subtle cues.
Yeah, from the world around us.
Right. It suggests that maybe things we think of as passive.
Like plants.
Yeah, like plants might actually be communicating with us.
If we just listen.
Exactly, if we're attuned to those signals.
So of course Ellie, she runs off to tell her classmates
Okay.
about these talking tulips.
All right, so a bunch of second graders trying to understand this. Talking tulips.
And naturally, their first reaction is disbelief.
Yeah. I mean,
Because it's a pretty wild story.
it challenges our understanding of the world.
Absolutely.
Right? We tend to look for the usual
The
explanations.
logical ones.
Yeah.
But then the tulips, they do something even more remarkable.
What's that?
During recess,
Okay.
they start humming a spring song.
No way.
And this is what changes everything.
Really?
This melody, it convinces the other children that Ellie's not making it up.
So they hear it too.
They hear it and they
The
believe.
power of sound.
So now you have these second graders who believe in singing tulips.
And what do they do with this belief?
They take action.
What kind of action?
The next day, they make signs for the garden.
Okay.
And the account actually lists them. One says, "Please stay on the path."
Makes sense.
Another one says, "Water us gently."
Oh, that's sweet.
And the last one, this is my favorite,
Okay.
says, "Tulips are talking. Let's listen."
That's powerful.
Right. It shows a real shift in their perspective.
Totally. They're seeing these tulips as beings with something to say.
With a voice.
Yeah.
And the result, it's like something out of a storybook.
Oh, yeah.
The garden blooms brighter than ever, and the
Wow.
tulips even express their gratitude
How do they do that?
by singing thank you in petal harmony.
Beautiful.
It's a really nice image.
Yeah, it's like a reminder that when we respond to needs,
Even in unexpected places,
yeah, even from sources we might not expect.
it can lead to positive outcomes.
Exact.
And Ellie,
What about her?
she becomes the school's official plant whisperer,
No kidding.
all because she listened to some talking tulips.
That's amazing.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the mystery of the talking tulips,
Right.
I want you to consider this.
Okay.
If a school garden can communicate its needs in such an extraordinary way, what might the world around you be trying to tell you
Yeah.
in its own, maybe quieter ways?
That's a great question to ponder. Yeah. Something to think about.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
See you then.
Bye.